I am the first trans chair of our county organization in Washington State, so yay. I do have to say that since we're on the topic, I have never gotten to learn as much about people and about politics and the problems in the system that we all exist within without this position. So in that sense, I am grateful to it for all the good and evil it has brought into my life. I recently got out of a relationship of 7 years that ended because I had too high of a profile, and I, while they wanted me to be a little more subtle and quiet, I felt that these are the days that we cannot be quiet. If there's a time to stand out in the streets, there's a time to be seen for who we are, it is now. I have been experiencing houselessness. I'm currently couch surfing. I do have residency in the legalistic sense, but it is very tenuous, and that has also brought in new experiences into my life. I've been a houseless advocate for a long time, having never experienced it, and now I'm living it. And because of that, I have been experiencing, as another trans friend of mine said, you know, you will be experiencing more mental illness, and it has definitely deepened. And so what I'm going to be sharing is a little personal, and it's but this is Trans Church, as Amy said, and if there is a place that I feel like I could get in this in front of a room and talk about what I'm experiencing, it is here. And I want to thank you all for being here and allowing me to share that with all of you. Thank you. I have two pieces. One was written a very, kind of relatively early in my political career. Yes, I know, it's traffic is so bad out there. Sorry, there someone was honking. And then I'm going to write something that I wrote for tonight. I write this on July 4th, 2017, Independence Day. I'm here to tell you folks that we are not independent. I am dependent on the whims of a corporate moralist system of oppression. I face moneyed and powerful forces that rule my local government behind strings of deep external money. They buy and parcel up not just our lands, but our lives. I work as part of the social service industry that uses all my heart and soul to give up 50 to 60 hours a week to a job, both because of the high need, but because of the low pay, making that overtime a necessity. As I struggle to assert democracy, justice, equity, and opportunity into my life and my community, I have to take more time from that job. I have to choose between activating towards a more just, democratic, equitous Thurston, or a safe roof over my head, a place where I and those I love can support each other enough to be successful and healthy. I had to take my disabled clients into their church, the same one their CEO goes to, while I am a trans witch, because good old white Christian boys can't be bothered. I did it, and I even heard from that pulpit about their own mission to encase our county in their own brand, the brand is important, of Christianity. They worship the prosperity doctrine, the holy law that states that might makes right, because Jesus loves us all, but especially them. Blood soaked in communion. I believe in religious freedom, but I do not believe in entitled oppression. No, sir. The person you claim to worship did no drug tests while he passed out bread and fishes. He fed because they were hungry, and you would disparage the meaning of a God becoming human and seeing the solitudinous suffering of humans, the moment where a God of war became a God of compassion, and you would turn it away. Truly, I cannot be Christian. I love humans too much. Truly, I cannot worship at the same altar of money, morality, and purity. I prefer beer, warm food, and good company after a day well done. I cannot judge my kindred as you so easily do. That you would hoard so much and claim it not sinful to do so, to spit upon my dress and my spirit as if in some place of retribution, no. It is I who rebuke you for shackling your soul to your material life at the expense of thy neighbor. But I will not waste more time on your wrongdoings than they deserve. There is work to be done, and the way has been cleared. This next one is where we get into experience I have had and have been continuing to have, which can only really be described as psychosis. But in this alternate reality that I have, I found a freedom, and so I've decided to embrace it. This poem is titled, My Old Love, A Prayer on a Dark Eve. I used to listen for the wind, feel his cold fingers on my hand, through my hair, roots to tip. I would open the sky in my car and we'd ride together, laughing at how careless it could be. He promised me that after death he would take me away to the peak of Rainier to dance in the snowy bowl, worship the great clouds and storms. We would usher through slotted windows and trespass through stacks of paper, laughing at the ruffled chaos in her wake. Until one afternoon, he came into my shower. I heard the door slam and his foot pads to the curtain. It's over. And then only absence. It is fucked when even the sensations in your head and heart can leave you no answers, no explanation, just sudden loss. Now, when the wind is teasing the neighbor's chimes, or rustles leaves from branch to sodden earth, I turn away. I do not know whether it is him or not, but I cannot hang on hope. He wanted me to go away with him. I see that now. He could not stand the constraints. His emblems used to reverberate on my skin, and now they make me sick to touch. Our child smiles in my stomach. What will they think when they know that their father left because I could not give him what he wanted? Death will find me in time. She always keeps her schedule. She will not lose her daughter despite distance and space. But when the time comes, whether through disease, malice, or self-decision, I will not go to dance in the dawn-lit nimbus. Rather, I will be the Damocles blade that hangs over the seat of New Rome, and I will burn the liturgies of intolerance. I will strangle the soldiers of the Kyriarch. All who have harmed my children, my kindred, my ancestors will pay their blood debts and stain my palms with their crimson cowardice. With my namesake, we will return to that singular mission, the dispossession of all tyrants, the liberation of rats. From the pyres of their defeat will I warm a new generation. From their masters' corpses will flower a new world, fertilized with their bitter memory. So hear me well, centurions of the new American Reich. Would that you will only be so foolish as to think that what you take from us and weakens us. Know that for every stab into our breasts, every shell that obliterates our refuge, every soul you transform to ice, know that it feeds us. Know that this bile of all the thought of you will drown you, that our frailty, my frailty, is kept solely in my body, and that my spirit will never cease until I've returned every kindness you have sown in kind and threefold. This, my prayer on this delicious night, as the tobacco turns to mud in my gritted teeth and my claws seep into iron-fisted skin, so shall it be. In the name of the scapegoat, I pray. Amen. So, to close us out, may I sing for you? Okay. This is a song by Brandy Carlile, and it's called Shadow on the Wall. If I get it wrong, Brandy, please don't sue me. I love you.
Gone. It's hard for me to see when I'm wrong. It's hard for me to weep when I'm strong. I could never sleep when you're gone. Oh, but still, if you were gonna crucify me, I wouldn't want nobody to see. 'Cause you can kick me hard when I'm down. Down, 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 I don't want to be nobody's fool. I played that part so many times before. Now I long to be a shadow on the wall. I will make no sound at all. And when the sun goes down, shadow on the wall, I will not be seen at all. At all. Old friend, it's not that you would mess with my head. I believe you believe what you said. You think you know me best and you care, but that's not fair. 'Cause I don't really wanna be saved. It must have been the way I was raised. Sleep with one eye open, I say. Hey, I don't want to be nobody's fool. I played that part so many times before. And how I long to be shadow on the wall. I will make no sound at all. And when the sun goes down, shadow on the wall, I will not be seen.